I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I wonder if Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir regrets his decision to cut oil subsidies a couple of weeks ago. That decision almost doubled fuel and food prices in Sudan and led to 2 weeks of protests like this one. Some of the demonstrations have ended in violence, and at least 50 protesters have been reportedly killed by security forces. One of those killed was a pharmacist named Salah Sanhuri. His name has become a rallying cry for Sudan's anti-government activists. Journalist Ismael Kushkush is in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. He says Salah Sanhuri came from a prominent Sudanese family.
He was born and raised outside of Sudan in the United Arab Emirates, studied pharmacology in Pakistan, and came to work in Sudan. He had been in Sudan for the last 3 years. We know that he had no particular political affiliations, but Sanhuri went out on a protest about 10 days ago, a Friday that was called the Friday of Martyrs, and had prepared with his friends that the protest should be peaceful. He had advised all his friends with him not to throw rocks, not to use foul language, not to burn tires or anything like that. The protest that he went out in was met by police and tear gas, and then the security forces started using live ammunition, so many of the protesters started running into different alleys, from what I was told. As he attempted to run into one house to get away from the bullets, he was shot and fell. So his friends took him to a hospital, but the surgeons there were not able to save his life. That Sanhuri comes from a prominent family, that he was a nice guy, he was handsome, I think has sparked great interest. Some have also compared him to Bouazizi of Tunisia, which set himself on fire and ignited the Tunisian revolution.
And like Bouazizi, is there anything indicating that Sanhuri is now kind of ushering in a long-term demonstration against the government of Sudan?
I think with many of the youth groups, the death of Sanhuri and the death of scores of youth, most of those who have died in these protests are, you know, the age 15 to 25. Even if the protests are not in the same numbers that they were in the first days, just the anger at these young people dying. The government has lost whatever support it had within different sectors of Sudanese society. I mean, there was a sector that saw the government as being the lesser of evils. I think the government has lost even that kind of support.
And Ismael, the last time we spoke, you said you were still kind of putting your finger on it, but you said there was something different about this round of protest. You still feel as if this is different this time than the protests in 2011 and 12?
I do. The average person this time led the protest, and the opposition and the youth groups followed. In the past, it was the opposite. You know, the government has lost, really, whatever political capital it had with the average Sudanese person. Too many people have died of these protests. The prices of basic goods, of fuel, have skyrocketed. They've tripled in price since I first got here a few years ago. And that just makes life difficult for the average Sudanese person.
I'm just curious, Ismael, before we go, what's the one thing you use on a daily basis that's gone up the most since you've been in Khartoum?
Oh, taxis. The price of fares have gone up out of control. The prices are out of control. But also, I mean, goods like milk, sugar, you know, buying coffee outside in the street, everything has just gone up. But I think really for me, it's just trying to get around town. I'm using cabs. Prices are out of control at the moment.
Journalist Ismael Kushkush, he's been reporting on the protests in Sudan from the capital, Khartoum. Good to speak with you again, Ismael. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.